We are learning Masechtas Soito, Daf Chav Tes Amud Aleph, and we are beginning 15 lines from the top, the middle of a line. Omar Rav Gidl. So we are continuing. We learned yesterday that we learned after Soito that a Sofik is like a Vadai. And we said Dafka Rosh Hashiach is similar to Soito, not a Sharabim. Another thing we said similar to Soito, that has to be a Dova Shiyash Vedasli Shal. Just like the Soito is someone you can ask what happened. So the same thing, the Suffolk Tumah has to be by something that's Davosh Yeshbei Das Lishol. So here, Rav Gidl comes, and he has a different drosh of a Davosh Yeshbei Das Lishol. Om Rav Gidl Om Rav, Davosh Yeshbei, middle Domed, 15 lines from the top, Chav Tassim Aleph. Om Rav Gidl Om Rav, Davosh Yeshbei Das Lishol, Ve'ein Bei Das Lishol, Mahai Kron Afkoi. You learn from the following Pasuk. It's a Pasuk that seems like it's steer from beginning to end. The beginning of Pasuk says, V'habosar HaShigah V'chol Tumah, Lo Yoichal, Why is it not? What's the case? His master has to be a vaday tami. But if it's a sofik tami, it sounds like it's mutter. And the end of the pasuk says, "Va'abasar called tar yechal basar." That has to be a tahar tar legamri. Has to be a vaday tar. So let's see inside. "Va'abasar shigav chol tami lo yechal vaday tami hu lo yechal ha'sofik tami v'sofik tar yechal." Sounds like from the reisha. Dafka vaday tami can eat, but a sofik could eat. So it sounds like sofik is mutter. You go to the Seifa, Eimei Seifa, Vavasa called Tar Yechal Basar, Vadei Tahar Hudi Yechal Basar. If the person is a Vadei Tahar, he can eat Basar Kachim because he's Vadei Tahar. Hasafik Tamei. If he's a Safik, Hasafik Tamei, Safik Tahar, Lo Yechal, he can't eat. So you see, you need a Vadei Tahar. In the ratio of the Pasuk, it sounds like you need a Vadei Tamei, but a Safik is Mutter. And here it sounds like the opposite. They need Vadei Tahar. So what's the Teretz? Elav Shvami No, Kanch Yesh Vidasi Shal, Kanch Yesh Vidasi Shal. If you look closely at the Pasuk, the beginning part is when a basar, a piece of meat, a piece of steak, you can't ask the piece of meat, did you touch the tamei or not? So there, it's ein bei das yishol, therefore suffik is mutter. Mashenk in the Seifa is talking about a person, va basar, kol tar yech a basar, that a kol tar is on a person who could be tar, tamei, go to mikvah. So by him, he's yesh bei das yishol. That's why there the suffik is tamei. So it's saying in the pasuk itself, they got to be a chilek to yesh v'das shol v'das shol. That's why by basar suffik is mutter, and by a person suffik is asa. So that's why Gidl's drasha teaches us the din of yesh v'das shol. Ve'itzrich. So now the question is, we have the limud from Saita as well. So ve'itzrich to Rav Gidl Amarav, ve'itzrich to Gemara Saita. You need Rav Gidl Amarav's drasha, and you need the drasha from Saita. Why? Dima the Rav. Hava mina beim b'shus yochid beim shirav. If you had Rav's drasha alone, you would say that sai b'shus yochid sai b'shirav has the same halacha, that a suffik is tamei by a yesh v'das shalom in that shalom it's tar. You wouldn't know the chilek between shirav and shus yochid. So therefore, you have to learn up from Saita where you see the chilek between shirav and shus yochid. Like we said yesterday, that in shirav it's fake a tar no matter what. So that's what you have to learn up from Saita. The Mesoita, so just learn how Mesoita. There you see everything, all Alamilas. You see Devash Yashvad Asishol, you see Dafka Shishiyachid. So why do you need Rav? The Mesoita, have a mina adika das negeya umagia. You would think from Mesoita that everyone in the story has to have das. Why? What story of Mesoita? You have a Mitame, who is the boil, and you have the one who becomes Tame, is the Isha. They both are people, they both are bar das. So you see, side of metame and side of tame by a sofik is tame. So you'd think that yesh by das shal means that everyone in the story has to be das shal. But if a person touched the sheretz is not by yesh by das shal. So maybe you would think that there is no sofik tuma. Kamash mal rav gidom rav that habosa shigah b'chol tame that the din is only by kol tar yoichel basar. The din is only by the tahar, which is the person. That's the shaila of the yesh v'das shal, but only the parts becoming tameh. But the metameh doesn't have to be das. You don't need das in the metameh, only the person becoming tameh. That's the bottom line. So that's why you need both drashas, the soita and rav. You need soita to tell you chel to shiram shiyachid, and you need rav to tell you that the metameh doesn't need das in order to have a din that sofik is kevada. Zog to gemara vayta by the two dots. We learned in the Mishnah. Boy be yoim darosh Rabbi Akiva, that kol kicheres, he brings a pasuk kol kicheres, that something's put into the avir kicheres, it's metameh the walls of kicheres, and kicheres in turn is metameh the kikor inside it, and it's mashma that kikor can be metameh other things. That was a right that Akiva holds, that not only is a shlishi for chuma and kachim, it's even a shlishi for chulin. Now, The Gemara said, the Mishnah said, Rabbi Yechim and Zakkai, all his days, he didn't learn from the Torah, but he had a different limud that the Shush thing is a shlishi by Truma, but he thought everyone's going to forget about it. And Lamaisa, we saw that Rabbi Kiva at one point made a drasha for everything. That was the Mishnah was telling us. Now, we're going to argue more and discuss what was Rabbi Yechim and Zakkai's limud to teach us that the Shush thing is a shlishi akapanim by Truma. So just to give a tiny akdama, we know that by Tuma, something called Avatoma. Avatoma makes someone tame. They're a Rishon. A Rishon makes a Sheni. But the only thing that becomes a Sheni is only food. Oichel Mashke. But a personal Kalim cannot become a Sheni. And Pashtus by Chulin, it stops by Sheni. By Truma, we're going to see in the Gemara, it could become a Shlishi. And by Kachim, it could become a Ravi. That's the cloud with the amounts, how far it goes down the chain. Another halacha is that there's something called a Tvul Yoyim. Tvul Yoyim is someone who's Tomei. He could be any type of Tumah. He could be a Nida, he could be a Zav, he could be a Tumah Sheres. And he goes to the Mikvah. So now he's Tara technically, but he has to wait the Harav Shemesh. He's called a Tvul Yoyim. A Tvul Yoyim is allowed to eat Maisa Sheni and Chulin, he's allowed to eat obviously, because he's Tara to a certain extent. But he's still Tomei regarding Truma. And then once Harav Shemesh hits, so it depends. If he's finished, then he's mutan everything. But if he still has to bring a carbon, he's allowed to eat Truma. But he can't eat kachim, because mechusa kurum can't eat kachim. So basically there's three levels. There's tvul yoyim, could eat chulin and maisa sheni. Someone who's harav shemesh, but he's still mechusa kurum, can eat chuma. But then after he brings the carbon, he can eat kachim. Those are the different levels when it comes to that. So we have levels of rishon sheni, shlishi, and revi, and we also have his levels of tvul yoyim and mechusa kurum. Zok the Gemara. So now we'll see the Gemara. After that little introduction, let's see the Gemara. It said in the Mishnah that Rabbi Yechim Zakkai didn't have a pasuk. Ma'achad ein lo lama tame. If he has no pasuk, so how did he know that there's such a thing called a shlishi? So, like we said, that Rabbi Yechim Zakkai always said that there's no makar from Torah, but there's such a thing as a shlishi. So, how did he know that? Because Rabbi Yechim, I'll read the words of the Mishnah. He says, Rabbi Yechim Zakkai says, "Ima also dar achar letar kika shlishi she'ein lemikum in Torah shu tame." So, how do you know kika shlishi is tame if you didn't have a pasuk? Some Rav Yehuda Rav, it's not my first in the Torah, but then Kavachomer Yeshlei. He had a Kavachomer, at least like upon him for Truma, that can become a Shlishi. What's the Kavachomer? Tvul Yoyim Shemutah Bechulin, which means Shemutah Bechulin and Maisa Sheni. Tvul Yoyim is allowed to eat Chulin and Maisa Sheni, does not disqualify Chulin and Maisa Sheni, which means Tvul Yoyim regarding Chulin and Maisa Sheni is not considered a Tamei. Still possible Truma, he can't eat Truma. That Tuma is sensitive to Truma. So kika sheni is a possible chulin. Kika sheni, which if it's maisa sheni, is possible. Eino din, we call it chulin. We refer to here like maisa sheni. That's an example of chulin. So kika sheni is a possible chulin. Eino din she yasa sushi v'truma. Truma is a kavachaim here. Just like by tvul yoyim, you see that truma is more chama than chulin. Chulin is allowed to eat. You're not allowed to eat truma. So kika sheni, which is possible by chulin, of course will make a shlishi by truma. I can ask me, this is a thing called dayoy, that when you learn a kavachayimah, it can't be more common than the thing you're learning out from. And here, all it could be is a sheni. So how do you know, I don't know, shlishi? So Rashi says, pulls out the aside, that any time there's a dayoy that will break up the whole kavachayimah, so then you don't say dayoy. And here, you don't need a pasuk to say kika sheni. Kika sheni is the first pasuk kuliyama. That pasuk that Rabbi Kiva brought down, kosh of seicha yitma, is the first pasuk that anything in the kli cheres is tummy. That's a sheni. Why is that a sheni? Because when a sheres goes into the avik kli cheres, it makes the keli into a rishon, and then the food becomes a sheni. So everything in the food, everything in the cheres, it becomes a sheni, including chulin, truma, kachim. That we know already. So the kavachayim has to teach you something new, huh? No, it says dafka food in there. It doesn't say only food inside the kli cheres goes tamei. Kol shav sech yitvaz, yeah, and you have to look at the psukim there, it's dafka food, like the Moram Darshas and all the Masechtas and Psachim and all the places, that it has to be dafka food, yeah. In the psukim, kol cheres yitvahem al teichai, kol shav sech yitvaz, that pasuk is talking about food dafka. In the psukim, they're talking about food in there, but kalim don't become a sheni. So it says there, klar, that everything in there becomes a sheni, including truma and chulin and everything. So now, if you have a kavachayim, we got to teach something new. You can't say daya. So teaching us that it becomes a shlishi. This was his makar that it becomes a shlishi. So Mara has a kasha. I don't have this kavachayim. Ikel mifrach mal tvuyam shkin avatoma. I'll tell you why Tful Yoim is more sensitive to Truma. Because Tful Yoim comes from a Tamei Meis, or a Zav, or a Metzaira. They're all Aveis HaToma. So that's why the Tful Yoim is not good for Truma. Because it comes from Avatoma. Masha'inkin, this thing that's a Shendi was never Avatoma. For example, the Tful Yoim is a person, right? He at one point was Avatoma. Then after he went to the mikveh, he got downgraded to Tful Yoim. So you know why he can't eat Tumah? Because this exact thing was the Tumah itself that we're coming from is Ahava Tumah. And now got downgraded, but still, the Etzem thing that it is a stronger Tumah. Masha'inkin, a Sheini is a Sheini. It never was Ahava Tumah, the Sheini. This Kikar, this Chala, was never a Ahava Tumah. So what's the Kavachimer? It's not a good Raya. So Marcel, I'll tell you, Tasi Mitzvul Yoim the Sheretz. We're talking about a case where there's a Tful Yoim a different way, where the Tful Yoim could be a second step. The Tful Yoim is a case where a Sheretz touched a Keli, and the Keli became Tamei, and then you Mektoivel the Keli. The Halach is that Keli needs Harav Shemesh. Before Harav Shemesh, if it touches, it's Pasel's Truma, Benegia. So you see clearly, from a Tful Yoim to Sheretz, even though this Keli was never Avatoma, still, it was never Avatoma this Keli, this Tful Yoim d'Sheretz, never Avatoma. Still, the loch is that it could, the Tful Yoim d'Sheretz, I said it's a Keli, it's an Odom to talk to Sheretz, sorry. Tful Yoim d'Sheretz is an Odom that touched a Sheretz, a person that touched a Sheretz. He himself was never Avatoma. He wasn't a Zav or Metzoyro or Tommy Mace. He was not Avatoma himself. He was touched a Sheretz. Now remember, I said a Kli, a person touched a Sheretz. And now he goes to the mikvah. The loch is, if he touches Truma, it's Tommy. Why? Because of Tful Yoim d'Sheretz. Also, now this is the kavod of this. Matful Yoim d'Sheretz is mutter to eat Maisa Sheni and still can't eat Truma. So Kika Sheni, which is possible Maisa Sheni, so of course will make a shlishi by Truma. That's the kavod chayim. We had a kasha from the first kavod chayim that he's an avatoma. And Teretz says no. Tful Yoim d'Sheretz is not avatoma. Break the gemara kasha. No. Malu Tful Yoim d'Sheretz shekem b'minoy avatoma. A Tful Yoim d'Sheretz lemaisa, the person who's becoming Tama here, that this Tful Yoim is a person who could become Avatoma. That's the Pircha. But a Oichel, that's a Sheni, cannot become Avatoma. Now, another thing is, well, we've spoken about before, but to get clear, a Sheni is only possibly a person. It can't. A Sheni can only be a food. The only thing that becomes a Sheni is only a food. A person or a Keli cannot be a Sheni. So when you say Sheni, it has to be a food. A food cannot be Avatoma, ever. Because what's the reason? It's like Zeres Kosov. A food cannot be Avatoma. It means even though a person who touches a mace becomes an Avatoma, because a mace is Avi Avatoma, food that touches a mace is not an Avatoma. Food can never become Avatoma. Why not? Because we dashen in the Psukim, actually by Tami Mace, the only something that could be put into a mikvah could be Avatoma. If something can't be put into a mikvah, it can't be Avatoma. So here we're saying this. Mal Tful Yoim d'Sheretz shekem mina Avatoma. Masha'inkin a kikar sheini. Masha'inkin a kikar sheini can never be avatoma. So you can't learn a kikar sheini from Tful Yoim. Why? Because Tful Yoim is something that come avatoma. So the Gemara says, no, Kli Cheres Yichiach. I'll bring a raya from Kli Cheres. A Kli Cheres that there's no avatoma Kli Cheres. Why not? Like we just said, the only thing that can come avatoma is only something that has tire in a mikvah. So a metal Kli can become avatoma. But a Kli Cheres cannot be avatoma because it can't be put into a mikvah. So Kli Cheres is Metame. So we'll bring around Kli Cheres like this. Kli Cheres, that even though there's no Avatoma, still it's Metame Truma. When it's a Rishon, it's Metame Truma. When it's a Rishon. So therefore, don't be Metame. Don't say it's a Tamiya, that Kikar Sheni is Metame Truma, because there's no Avatoma. Avatoma is not the Siba. Because you see, a Kli Cheres can become Metame Truma, even without being a Avatoma. So again, we have a Kavachoymer from Tful Yoim. We had a Kashot, Tful Yoim has Bimina Avatoma, whatever it is. So we're answering, no, I'll show you. Bimina Avatoma doesn't give it the Koyach to make Truma Aser, because Kli Cheres, that's a Rishon, can make Truma Aser, even though a Kli Cheres does not have Avatoma. That's the Pircha. So that's the Yechiach. Kli Cheres Yechiach, someone knows, Mal Kli Cheres, but I tell you, Kli Cheres has a different Maila. She came with Tamim Ma'aviroi. Because Kli Cheres is special din that if you put a Tuma in the ear space, it becomes Tamim. So Tful Yoim Yechiach. Tful Yoim has a Tamim Ma'aviroi. So V'choza Adin, Loi Roi Ezek Roi Ezek. Each of them don't have that Maila, the same Maila. One's a Maila Tamim Ma'aviroi, one's a Maila Yeshmina Avatuma. You see, neither of them could be the main Siba that it becomes that it makes truma tame. Leroy zekaroy zeh. So what is tzara shav b'hem? At tzara shav b'hem, our girsa is shematarim b'chulin u'paislam b'truma kolshken kikasheni shepaisel b'chulin the paisel b'truma. So what has Rashi learned? Rashi has two pshatim. We go Rashi's pshat that he likes. What's the tzara shav b'hem? Tzara shav b'hem is that they're both considered tame. That's the tzara shav b'hem. At tzara shav b'hem, that they're both considered tame. And the apostle by Chuma, they both considered Tameh and the apostle by Chuma. What are the two things? The two things are Tful Yoim, the Sheretz. Tful Yoim, the Sheretz is called Tameh in the Pasuk. The Pasuk says, Avah Hashem Shvetaher Mechlal, that till now is called Tameh. And Kli Cheres also, it says, Tano Vikirayim Yutats Tameyim Haim. So the Tzara Shavim, they're both Tameh. Rashi has to change the Girsa. Mutar Mechulun doesn't like. And maybe we'll speak out soon, but Rashi doesn't like it. By the way, Rashi and his Amr is on two sides of a page. That we're saying the tzara shavim that they're both tamei, they're both considered tamei for yoim, and this is called tamei. So when we meisif anything else, that's also the same thing. Also kikasheni, which is also considered tamei, that also will passel truma, and that's partially the kikasheni is called tamei because you see that it's osar bechulin and for yoim is mutar bechulin. So therefore, it's kosher going to be possible chuma. So we're learning out from Tful Yoim the Sheretz and from Kli Cheres together to learn that anything that's considered tameh is metameh chuma. Just like that's metameh chuma, same thing. Kikasheni will be metameh chuma. So Gemara just says on this, what is dar akaparach? The dar, what was he worried that the dar that comes later is going to ask? They'll ask ma'al tzara shavus b'hem shekin yesh b'hem tzad chamor. That they'll make a pirka like this. Lamaisa, they both have a tzad chomer. One has a tzad chomer that it could be avatoma. Mashaiki kikar sheni, which is a food, can be avatoma. And klicheres has a maila matam baviroi. Mashaiki and kikar sheni. So that's what would be the pirka on the tzad shava. Rabbi Yechlan ben Zakeh, tzad chomer park. You don't ask tzad chomer. It has to be equal chumra, not tzad chomer. And therefore, that was the shakavatari in our mishta between Rabbi Yechlan ben Zakeh and the future diaries. Now, in our girsa, that it says that Tzav Chavim Shavatar Mechulin, Rashi says he doesn't understand, he brings in his girsa, and he doesn't understand this girsa. I'm saying, where's Kli Cheres Mutar Mechulin? We're talking about here a Rishon, a Kli Cheres that's a Rishon. So where do you see that, remember, a Kli cannot become a Sheni? We're talking about a Kli Cheres that's a Rishon. Where do you see it's Mutar Mechulin? Where do you see such a thing? So he says maybe Pshat is a Cheres that's summit puzzle, that's closed. And it's in a oil hames, it's matzah mechulin. He doesn't like that. He asks on that. But we're not going to go into Vayin Rashi that doesn't like that pshat. That's we learned Rashi's ikar pshat that's the tzara shava, and that's the klichera zechiach, and that is where we're holding right now, where we have a pircha or not a pircha, and that was his question. But lemaisa afterwards, Rabbi Kiva came with a pasuk. He said even chulin will have a shlishi, which we'll see in the Gemara and Daf Lamed. The most tanoim argue on that.